Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. There is, we've got, I want to talk about a couple of things from the cancel culture. And one of them is something I kind of agree with, and one of them is something I definitely don't agree with. So we'll talk about that here in just a minute. First, top three stories. Department of Homeland Security director was sentenced to 32 years in prison for his role in the welfare fraud scheme. This is the thing in Mississippi that's the largest welfare fraud scheme that's happened. Millions, multi-million dollar scheme defrauding the system. This is one where I found out about it because of Brett Favre in sports news, because Brett Favre was allegedly paid money for multiple speeches that he never gave. Now, he says he never took any money from anything that wasn't that, but then it didn't really matter. What it came down to was the reason for the reason he was even involved was not even because of anything like that he did wrong. It was because of where the money came from to pay him. As it was, wow. I mean, it's just shocking when it came down to it. Senate Republicans have blocked an election transparency bill touted by President Biden. I talked about this a little bit last hour, that they're trying to protect businesses from having a bullseye on their back. They're trying to protect organizations who donate to basically conservatives. You can't say, well, the reality of it is if a business donates to a conservative group, like I use Ben & Jerry's as an example. Everybody knows that Ben & Jerry's is a far left organization. They're not just Democrat supporters. They're Bernie Sanders socialist supporters. Everybody knows that. Yet there's no target on their back to cancel them, to shut down their business. No protest on their front lawn. No phone calls to radio groups, TV stations, newspapers that allow Ben & Jerry's advertisements. None of that kind of stuff. But there would be if they donated to Trump. And there is. And so that's why they're trying to protect the organizations. Plus, I mean, politics should never have been. We talked about this in the past, that politics is one of the things that it should be somebody's discretion. They shouldn't have to feel pressured to donate one way or another. You get that a lot, for example, from Hollywood. You get a lot of Hollywood people feeling like they feel pressured that they have to follow, like, toe the political line. And so that's why Senate Republicans blocked this transparency bill that was touted by Biden. And over in England, the UK has now raised their interest rates 0.5% a day after we raised ours yet another 0.75%. So they basically said they're already in a recession in England, and they're dealing with inflation too. And so they went ahead and raised their interest rates 0.5%. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I got to weigh in this. Cancel culture, the woke culture, trying to cancel all kinds of stuff, right? We've talked about it many times in the past about them trying to remove Confederate monuments and Confederate, anything related to the Confederacy. They want it gone. They want all inkling of the Confederacy erased from off the face of the earth. And if we talk about how egregious that is, that you can't do that, especially monuments that are honoring some people's ancestors who are still around today. It's one thing to honor the ancestries and ancestors with monuments and honor the actual individuals who fought for something that they believed was a good cause, and that they fought hard and they made sacrifices and struggled and things like that. So I've never agreed with cancellation of monuments, plaques, things like that, unless the plaque is blatantly racist in one way or another. You know, unless the monument is somehow blatantly, egregious. But usually it's not. Usually they're just, you know, here's a monument to the soldiers who fought in the Confederacy for the Southern states. And, you know, it's very generic. But I've always agreed with the idea that we should get rid of any Confederate names pertaining to military installations, ships, stuff like that. Like, why would we name a military base or a Navy ship after a general from the country that we defeated? I've never understood that. And even though the Confederacy was Americans, they weren't when they fought against us. And the generals weren't when they fought against us. So why would we name a military base or a ship after a general that we defeated? That's like us going to war with Ukraine or with Russia right now. Like, if they're fighting Ukraine, we're like, you know what? Fine. We're going to get involved. We go get involved. We beat Russia. We win the war for Ukraine. And then we honor Vladimir Putin by naming our next battleship the USS Vlad. Yeah, that won't happen. That ain't going to happen. So why would we have a couple of Navy ships named after former generals of the Confederacy? I agree with changing that because of what I just said. Naming institutions, naming landmarks, naming bases, it's an honor. It's an honor. And we should honor we should not honor the country that lost the battle. We should not honor their generals in our United States military installation. So I do agree with that. But I don't feel like that's the memorial. I don't feel like that's it's not memorials. That's not things like that. Those are, those are things. And in fact, often in the history of wars in general, there would be a fort that was named Fort ABCD. And then this other country comes in, takes over that fort, and they immediately rename it. They rename it Fort XYZ PDQ. And so because they're like, this is ours now. We're not keeping your name. We defeated you. It's ours, so we're going to rename it. And so I agree with that part. But because it's about honoring. So when it's about honoring, that's why this next story bothers me so bad. I'll talk about that right after Traffic on the Fives.
Our roadways are looking good right now. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. We have afternoon traffic on Pine Forest, both directions in between 9 Mile and I-10. South of the interstate, Pine Forest is moving nicely, as well as Blue Angel, Gulf Breeze Highway also looking good. And taking a look at 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre, we are also checking in clear. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-262-6111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
All right, so I was saying when we name installations, landmarks, buildings, sports teams, whatever it might be, when we name them after something, it is done as an honor. We don't name places as an insult to an organization or a group. It just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. We name it as an honor. And that's why I've always been somewhat flabbergasted by the idea that we should change the names of, like, the Cleveland Indians. Because that's an honor. To have your team named after the Native Americans of the United States. Well, now, I did not see this, but this happened about a week ago. The Biden administration announced it has completed the removal of the word squaw from nearly 650 place names on all federal lands. Apparently, the Department of Interior last year said it was going to get away with the process of using the word squaw because some Native American women find it offensive. So places like California's Squaw Valley, the site of the 1960 Winter Olympics, is now just going to be Olympic Valley. As of last week, the Biden administration announced that they have officially renamed all 650 federal places that use the word squaw. I didn't even know squaw was considered offensive. In fact, once again, I thought if something named Squaw Valley or Squaw Peak or Squaw City or whatever it might be, it's an honor. You're honoring the Native American women. And now we've just completely erased them. I had no idea. So from now on, anywhere you travel, if there's a place that you were familiar with that used to be called Squaw this or Squaw that or something Squaw, well, not anymore. Name something else. And what kills me about this is that that there are some Native American groups who are applauding this. They're okay with being erased from history. They're okay with not being recognized at all. And here's the thing. That shows you how deep the racism is from Native Americans. Oh yeah, I said it. The Native American groups who are all for eliminating the use of squaw and all lands, from eliminating the use of chiefs and tribes and Indians and things like this and braves, the ones who are wanting to do that are racist. They do not want any white man using anything of theirs, period. They don't want any referencing anything of theirs. They don't want anything named after them because they do not see it as an honor. To them, it's a reminder that they were conquered. And so they get triggered when they see the white man doing something that seemingly would honor them, but they don't see it as an honor. Because they don't want the white man doing it. It's about racism. Instead of unification, instead of assimilation, nope. We don't want you guys using this one as that. And here's what kills me. I'm an American. Born and raised in America. I have no other country. This is my country. And so when I talk about the history of my country, part of the history of my country is the indigenous people who were here before others came. And I'm proud of that history. I loved learning about the history of the Native American people and their different Native American heroes and warriors and philanthropists and people like this. I loved it. And to me, this is offensive that they're like, no, we're not part. You are part of us. You can't ignore history. You can't ignore history. And if Americans want to honor our Native American, our indigenous past, then why can't we do that? We don't need your permission. Give me a break. But in our woke culture, gotta have their permission. And based on the way that's happening now, we'll allow their racism to guide the discussion, and now we'll just eliminate Native American stuff from everything. It's already started. I cannot believe that story. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got our traffic on the fives coming up here in a minute. Is a text. So are we just supposed to erase Indians from history? That's kind of what it seems like they want at this point, which I would say this. Okay, if you want us to keep removing monuments and installations that we have named in honor of the Native Americans in the past, if you want us to just keep removing that and you just want to kind of erase that history, then I'll tell you what, let's just go ahead and erase reservations as well. Just go ahead and get rid of the reservations. You're just going to have to assimilate with the rest of us. I mean, that's obviously what you want. If you want us to keep on eliminating you from the history of from different places and stuff, we might as well just get rid of reservations too. How you like that? Come on. You can't have your cake and eat it too. You're killing me with this stuff. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Our roadways are looking good. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns. We do have an accident on Old Baghdad Highway at Linwood Circle in Milton, but no major slowdowns because of it, as well as East Olive Road and North Palafox Street. Roadway is clear, but FHP is reporting an accident. Highway 29 throughout Pensacola, as well as I-10 and I-110, looking good. See something else? Just give me a call, 850-2626. 111. This traffic report is brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Reliable energy in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola during Pensacola Beach during storm season and throughout the whole year. GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. Top trending stories this hour. The House has now approved a package of policing and public safety bills. A group of progressive Democrats held up votes for a couple hours today. They were objecting to accountability measures in the package. House Democratic leaders finally secured the votes they needed. And Democrats have a slim majority. They need all the votes they can muster to pass bills without Republican support. FedEx now hiking its package rates after announcing that their first quarter earnings fell a little bit short. The shipping company raising their express, ground, and home delivery rates by an average of close to 7%. Its CEO citing a tough economy right now. And Bobby, I heard you say earlier you're now posting all 3 hours of your show as a podcast. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, that's nice. But you know, the podcast market, that's pretty tough. As a matter of fact, you've got some stiff competition. You know who's launching a podcast?
Oh, who's this?
The CIA.
Oh.
Decades ago, a quote was carved into a marble wall at headquarters. "And ye shall know the truth," it reads. "And the truth shall make you free." At CIA, there are truths we can share and stories we can tell. Stories of duty and dedication. Stories of ingenuity and mission. Stories beyond those of Hollywood scripts and shadowed whispers.
And I couldn't even find 20 seconds of ridiculous to pull out. The whole thing is kind of beyond ridiculous, I think. Director William Burns stars in the first episode of the show. They're calling it the Langley Files after their headquarters in Langley, Virginia. So there you go. That's your competition.
I bet it's going to do well because it's kind of like your murder mystery type stuff. Is that what it sounds like?
A little bit, yeah. I would think that the CIA would have more important things to do than putting out a podcast every week.
Well, okay, yes. That's probably true. But, yeah, I don't know why they would. I guess they're needing some support. They're getting some bad press and bad publicity. So, hey, communications department, need you guys to put together a podcast for us based on some real life stuff that we did so that people will like us again. Maybe it has just something to do with that. So, all right, let's get, well, thank you very much. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get a quick break. Then we'll come back. I got another pair of tickets to give away for you. This one is going to be, no, I already did Pensacola Little Theater. Oh, yeah, Taste of Gulf Breeze. Yeah, so we'll give away a pair of tickets to Taste of Gulf Breeze coming up next on News Radio 92.3. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. We've got the Gulf Breeze Chamber of Commerce has given us a couple of tickets, VIP tickets, to go to the Taste of Gulf Breeze. And if you would like to attend, this is coming up on September 30th, Friday. Give us a call. Just text us. Text us FOOD to 850-437-1620. Text FOOD to 850-437-1620, and you could be the winner of this pair of VIP tickets. Right after traffic on the fives, we're going to be giving away another pair of tickets. This one to Florida State Seminole football. Did we get a winner for the Taste of Gulf Breeze tickets yet? Not yet.
We do have a winner. We're waiting on their response.
On the response. Okay. Yeah. Alrighty then. Check your texts. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. So before getting to the sports hit, got your top three stories here for you. The just went blank. Where'd it go? Okay, here we go. Former Department of Homeland Security Director has been sentenced to 32 years in prison. The Senate Republicans have blocked the election transparency bill. And then we also have the interest rates in the UK have risen by half a percentage point. The Bank of England has stated that they're already in a recession. And so that's, you know, it's, you know, this is not just a United States situation that we're going through here. Technically, we are in a recession as well, an economic recession, as we've had two consecutive quarters of lower GDP. We're technically in a housing recession. We've now had seven straight months of decreased home sales nationwide. But locally, things are doing okay. I mean, we have had a decrease in home sales just for the past couple of months. And we've had a decrease in home prices on average for the past couple of months. But that's just 2 months compared to seven, which is the national average. Well, this is happening around the country. And they're having, or around the world, excuse me. They're having inflation going around the world as well. Because places like UK also did buyout programs in order to try to get back their supply chain and try to get things back to normal, and it caused a huge influx of cash into the markets. And so we saw that as well. There's one thing I will say about what's happened in the last couple of years. There's more people out there with more money than what I thought. Does anybody else see that too? That it's like, there's people out there that have a lot more money than I thought in general. And so I found that to be kind of, it's just one of the new things that it was just kind of like, wow. Like, as I keep seeing people buy these houses that are expensive, and they have the cash down. And then they go buy another new car. And then I'm just like, wow, okay. So some people aren't struggling at all. And so anyway. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Ross. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. That is our top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
Okay, Pensacola Blue Wahoos have a big game tonight. Division Series Game 2. They lost the first one, so they got to win tonight in order to keep going in the best of three. This will be a home game. It's going to be at 6 o'clock first pitch. So, sorry, don't want to be there 5 minutes late. 6 o'clock first pitch. And that game will be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Then also going on, Major League Baseball, quite a few games happening today. Kansas City Royals beat the Twins earlier today. The Seattle Mariners now took a 9-5 lead over the Oakland A's in the bottom of the eighth. St. Louis Cardinals are beating the Padres 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth. That game is on ESPN Plus. Right now, the game just started between the Brewers and the Reds and the Tampa Bay Rays against the Toronto Blue Jays. That game is still scoreless as well, but there's a man on third with no outs for the Blue Jays. Atlanta Braves are going to be playing on TV tonight against the Phillies on Fox. That game is going to be on at 6:15. Also, the Yankees and the Red Sox game is on Fox as well. I thought it was a doubleheader thing, but maybe they're going to just play, because it shows that they're playing at the same time, but I didn't think so. I thought one was playing first and then one was playing after that. Then, of course, tonight, football. College football first, 6:30 on ESPN. West Virginia takes on Virginia Tech. Also at 6:30 on ESPN 2, Coastal Carolina plays Georgia State. And the big one, the NFL. Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Cleveland Browns on Amazon Prime Video. And remember, this is the first year where all the Thursday night games are only going to be available on Amazon Prime Video. And I have a news story about that right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
Our roadways are checking in clear right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 9 Mile Road, Scenic Highway, Mobile Highway, and Cervantes. See something else on the road slowing you down or see an accident? Just give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your Traffic on the Fives.
Alrighty, so in sports news, I was just talking about Amazon Prime Video. We'll have Thursday Night Football. It's the first year where you can only get it on Amazon Prime Video. And so last week was the first Thursday Night Football game. And it was a big game. Kansas City Chiefs and who'd they play? I just went blank. Anyway, point being is apparently they had big Nielsen ratings on their very first Thursday Night Football. But bigger than that, Amazon says they got more Prime subscribers last Thursday for the game than what they do on Amazon Prime Day, than what they do on Black Friday, and what they have on any Cyber Monday. Like, what? Like, NFL rules. That is crazy. They got more people going, I need Amazon Prime. They had more people saying that about the Thursday night football game than people on Cyber Monday or on any of these other Amazon Prime days and stuff like that. Wow. All right, in other sports news, Utah Jazz reportedly are going to be trading Bojan Bogdanović to the Pistons. The Celtics head coach could be facing a year suspension for an improper relationship with a staffer. Kawhi Leonard has fully been cleared to play in the Clippers training camp after his ACL injury. Robert Saleh, the head coach for the New York Jets, says that as soon as the doctors clear quarterback Zach Wilson, he will be on the field as he's recovering from a knee injury that suffered in the spring in the training camp. Ravens have signed a veteran pass rusher, Jason Pierre-Paul, to a one-year contract. And Sean Payton, former head coach for the New Orleans Saints, now says that, yeah, he'd be willing to come back to a team as early as next year for the right job. So, you know, he stepped away from the Saints. Very disappointing to most Saints fans. Already not playing that good this year. And now he's saying he'll come back to the NFL for the right job. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We are your home for the Florida State Seminoles. And so coming up here next, you might hear a war chant for the Seminoles. If you do, text in your name. That's all I got to do. Text in your name, and you can win the pair of tickets to Florida State to go see them play. Is it Bowling Green? They're playing. Where'd it go? Yeah, I thought it was Boston College. Oh, duh. So they'll be playing Boston College this weekend. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There you go. You hear the FSU war chant. And so with that, texting your name, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Florida State play Boston College this weekend. We are your home for Florida State football. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. I did want to share this real quick here. Where'd it go? Before I get into David over in the newsroom. Home Depot. There's a Home Depot store that is now looking to unionize. The workers are trying to unionize in Philadelphia. They filed a petition up there to try to unionize. This would be the first, collective bargaining group for Home Depot stores around the country. So that could make a big change. Target, getting ready for the holiday season, plans to hire 100,000 workers. And Walmart, apparently getting ready for the holiday season, they're not planning on waiting for Black Friday to start implementing sales. As early as the beginning of October, they're expected to start boosting supplies and putting out big sales on things like TVs, tablets, headphones, robot vacuums, furniture, and more. So they're planning on doing big sales beginning in October. So kind of interesting. Let's get update from the newsroom with David Wayne over the newsroom. David, what's up in the news?
Well, Bobby, everybody's talking about the possibility of a strong storm that could hit us next week. Still way too early to know, of course, but PPD's Mike Wood does have an idea on how we can maybe keep the storm away.
Yeah, I know if I wash my truck, then it's going to rain. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to do an experiment to have everybody in this area to go get prepared right now, do everything you need to do, and see if that thing goes someplace else or doesn't happen at all.
So there we go. All we got to do is prepare for it, and it won't hit.
That's true. That does happen sometimes. I've seen a lot of people. That kind of hurt us last time because I remember with the last hurricane we got, a lot of people were like, it's not coming. It's not coming. It's going to New Orleans. It's not coming. And I'm not going to go fill up gas. And I'm not going to go get extra water. And I'm not going to board up my windows. And a lot of people were left unsuspected after it because of it. And because they're like, dadgum it. The one time I decided to not prepare, it actually did hit us. And so he's right. When you do prepare, it avoids us, but it'd be better to prepare and not have a hurricane hit us than the opposite. Right. So, if that's the trick to get it to go away, then, I don't know. I'm listening. So, speaking of which, the update out there in the Atlantic, We do have Tropical Storm Gaston, which is still out there in the northern Atlantic, just kind of swirling around out there, kind of doing circles, not really affecting anybody or any individuals. Then you have Fiona, which is now a Category 4 hurricane. Holy smokes. As it is headed towards Bermuda, it should be approaching Bermuda late tonight, probably, maybe early, overnight. It'll be crossing, or not crossing, but it'll be going next to Bermuda. It's a tight storm, this one is. And so with it being a tight storm like that, hopefully it will not have too much impact on Bermuda. But it's crossing Bermuda as a Category 4, and then it's going to be headed up to Canada. And then the one we're watching, 98L Invest, is in the South Caribbean Sea. And right now its storm track just shows it. The only solid storm track is it shows that it's just headed towards the Yucatan Peninsula. After that, we don't know. But there are some experimental models that do indeed show it coming straight here to the Pensacola area. Quite a few of the models right now, the spaghetti models, show it coming towards us. So at least right now, we have a bigger chance of 98L Invest coming towards us than not. Or it could also go to Florida, to the west coast of Florida. A lot of them, the spaghetti models look like it's headed that direction. And some of them even have it going out to Texas. So you just don't know what's going to happen. It's just way too far out at this point. Top stories on FoxNews.com. The top story, Special Master calls for help in Mar-a-Lago documents battle that will cost $500 an hour. Whoa. The Special Master, Deary, has outlined the plan for the Mar-a-Lago records review. And basically saying he's going to need some help with it, $500 an hour. And I was like, okay, who's footing that bill? Trump. That's basically why he was presenting to the Trump. Trump is like, hey, for me to get through all these documents, I'm going to need a lot more help. And it's going to cost $500 an hour. Oh, okay. All right. The AP report, if you have not heard about this story, I haven't covered it myself. AP report on a slain North Dakota teen admits the alleged assailant thought the victim was a Republican extremist. What is this talking about? Okay, up in North Dakota, Shannon Brandt told law enforcement officers he believed a teenager was part of a Republican extremist group. MAGA. Yeah. And so this 41-year-old man... Apparently, they had a political argument, okay? And this 41-year-old man got in his vehicle and hit the teenager, killed him. And he told investigators he purposely hit the teen with his SUV after they had a political argument. And the AP report on this story left out that he also told the police that he believed he was part of the Republican extremist group. The reason why this is so significant is because this comes, a week after President Biden said that Republican extremists are a danger to the to democracy and everything. So you've got a lot of people saying, look, this is the kind of divisiveness that the president, who said he's going to unify the country, this is the kind of divisiveness he's done, is that he is he's inciting people to go target Republicans. This is a teenager who's a... has no history of anything violent or anything like this, and he's been killed now because of this guy. So you're getting that kind of talk out there, and AP just completely omitted this part that he was Republican. So there's that. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, our roadways are checking in clear. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also looking good. And 98 throughout Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre showing no delays. We have posted speeds. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives. And congratulations to Jim for the FSU tickets. Have fun at the game.
Awesome. Yeah, we've got a lot of tickets. We got more tickets to give away tomorrow, too. In fact, tomorrow morning on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, you got another chance to win a pair of FSU tickets. So if you'd like to go see them play Boston College, and if you've been following Florida State this year, they're kind of back. You know, you're hesitant to say they were back after the first game, and Still hesitated to say it after the second game, but after the third game, I was like, okay, they look like they're back. They're looking good. So it's pretty exciting to see that finally. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What?
It's Bobby's Brain Teases.
All right, Bobby's Brain Teases here for you. Yuma, Arizona. Yuma. It's known as the sunniest city on Earth. Well, guess what? It is. It gets more than 4,000 sunlight hours per year. That's the most of any city in the entire world. It's right here in America, Yuma, Arizona. I saw this story and I thought it was fantastic. How was the jockstrap invented? No, it was not for football or soccer or baseball. It was invented back in 1874 when bicycle jockeys made deliveries on cobblestone streets of Boston. They needed something to help them out a little bit. So back in 1874, the jockstrap was invented to help the bicycle jockeys, and that's why it's called the jockstrap. I never understood why it was called jockstrap. Then there you go. 75% of the women on the Titanic survived. Only 50% of the children survived, and only 20% of the men. And the only way to drive to the town of Hyder, Alaska, is from Canada. There are no roads to it from anywhere within Alaska. Those are Bobby's Brain Teases for you right here on News Radio 92.3.